Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lake, and how may I help you today?
Well, I don't know what bold, exciting muscle GAD is. What is that?
I'm not sure. You just have to give me your information, and I can pull it up for you and tell you what they're billing you
Oh.
for. What's your zip code?
88049. I was charged two different times on something I know nothing about. On 12/26, I was charged $49.97, and on 12/22, I was charged $7.45 for something that says bold, exciting muscle GADG. Gage.
All right, what's your first and last name?
Michael E. Monahan.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
3811 Highway 35, Members, New Mexico, 88049.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. It looks like I do see here. Did you sign up for a dash cam originally for $7.45?
Yeah, I think I took a survey and said that the product was free. I had to pay the shipping, so that would explain the $7.45.
Yes.
I did not agree to buy something at $50. I did a survey from, I think, one of the hospitals or no, Amazon or something. I get these things on my pop-up all the time. And it said, if I do this survey in this number of minutes, all I have to pay is the shipping for this camera. And that's what this is coming down to. So no, I did not acknowledge, didn't even know that's what was coming on there, the $49.97. I would have to accept the $7.45 because that said, if you pay the shipping, we'll send this to you for free. And I got billed.
Yes. Well, you probably didn't read the terms and conditions. Then it tells you if you don't cancel within 3 days, then yes, you have to pay the $49.97. You just read the advertisement part.
Well, they can't sneak stuff in on me. If I didn't see it, I didn't see it. And I'm going to call the credit card company because I'm not paying this $50.
I'm sorry. Well, I'll get it canceled out for you. Like I said, I do apologize for the inconvenience. But yeah, as long as they list it on there.
I will never do another survey. Everything is just a scam. You know, there's so many honest dollars to be made out there. Just tell people the truth. And instead, they say, I just got off the phone. I agreed to a car wash one time for $20 for 1 month, unlimited wash. And they start, and now they had to give me a credit back for two because they, on their own, decided to charge me monthly for a car wash. They're 2.5 hours away. I can only use it if I'm there, but they don't care. I'm starting to see a pattern here. These companies are just slapping you onto auto pay, whether you like it or not, and I'm tired of it. So I cannot argue the 745, but I will not pay the 49.97. And the radio, the thing came in the mail and it's broken anyway, and I didn't even worry about it.
Oh, okay, give me 1 second.
Okay.
ones I go.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to be careful. Yeah, when you sign up for this stuff, yeah, you have to be reading everything because it happened to me. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Thank you. Thank you for your understanding.
You're definitely welcome.
Instead of trying to defend the indefensible, which would have angered me, I thank you for your understanding and correcting it. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I know when I acknowledge something. I got into a big argument with, it's the same thing, the fruit and fire, no, that's the other packet. Those tablets on TV, fruits and vegetables. And it was supposed to be 1995. Now, just like you said, you think you're checking the right box and you've got a box that says, do you want to acknowledge this computer? Put it in the system. Do you want to maintain your username but not your password? Do you want to hold it? Do you want to lock this on? Do you want to? So it's possible to hit the wrong box. And I tried to order for 1995. I tried to order that fruits and veggies tablets. They sent me a big jar of fruit and fiber, something in fiber, bulk and fiber, for $70. They wouldn't take it back, and they wouldn't. You know, for $20, you would have thought their name and reputation was worth something. Mm-hmm. I don't think I hit the wrong box. I did exactly what it said on the computer. But even if I did, mm-hmm. what happened to customer service? Send me the damn product. I'd like to try it, and if it works, I'll use it again. But she goes, well, if you'll pay, we'll send it to you. But you've already got me for $70 I didn't agree to, and you won't refund it. Why would I add $20 worth of screwing on there?
You got that right. Now, some people mm-hmm. just don't care.
No. Well, anything that's too good to be true is. So anything pops up. And I just got blasted with somebody in California. That's why I was calling this number, because somebody got a hold of my credit card. And I got a fraud call the other night, and I had to shut my card down again and get a new card. And now I'm in the process of going over all the stuff on my credit card to clear this crap out and give them the right number, because the old number is obsolete. And I've got better things to do. I got terminal cancer, and I really have better things to do with my time, limited time, than screwing around with this crap. But people, they think, well, if we can just get your wallet open, we're entitled to it. No, I got news for you. You're not.
You got that right. Not entitled to my money.
Yeah.
It's hard to come by.
I was back on the fire department talking, and it was a real nice black guy up at station 34 in Amp. I liked. He goes, Mike, let me tell you, number one, I don't need somebody else. I don't like another man counting my money. I said, well, it makes a lot of sense. You got to keep it, you know, to yourself and don't mm-hmm. let people.
You're right. You're serious. Because when they do, yeah. Oh, God, it's a horrible thing to have that happening to you.
Mm-hmm. It just goes from bad to worse.
But
it's like here.
Right.
Like this one. It says bold, exciting. Like you said, you had to pull it up on your head. That has nothing to do with anything. That would tell
me
what the hell
that
was.
I know, because I didn't even know. That's what I told you. I said, I'm not sure what that is. I need to pull it up.
Well, and then I got my computer got hacked and infected because somebody replicated, and it looked pretty authentic because I have McAfee on my computer. Well, these McAfee red signs kept popping. So you got to turn this on because we got to get this virus out of here. And so there you go. And guess what? It wasn't the real McAfee.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. And so I got a guy that's completely emptying my computer and putting things back in, because I've got Windows 10 and other stuff. He's putting there one at a time to make sure he doesn't put the virus back in there. These people work harder to be a thief than if they had a job.
When I tell you telling the truth about that one.
Mm-hmm. I used to work with a guy in the firehouse. Every time we had a job to do, go do some clean up the house, he'd be up in the attic hiding, doing stuff, playing games. I said, you are the only guy I know that will work up a sweat to get out of 2 minutes worth of work. You know, he's always convinced that he outsmarted us. He got out of there. I said, you're the only one sweating and haven't got time to, because you worked your ass off to get out of 2 minutes worth of work. All we had to do was mop the floors.
Oh my God. He was really was trying to get out of there.
Oh yeah. Well, you like they say, you can't fix stupid, but it ought to hurt more than that.
You got that. Some people really don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we got you taken care of. I did go ahead and get it canceled out for you.
Okay.
Hold on. Yeah, so I did go ahead and get it canceled out for you. The one time courtesy, I did go ahead. I spoke with someone while we were talking. They did say I could go ahead and refund the $49.97 as a one-time courtesy. Okay. So just give it 3 to 5 business days to go back on your card.
Okay. Well, and what they're telling me, I just call another place that because it's a credit, mm-hmm. That card is closed, but because it's a credit, the bank allows that to roll forward to the new credit card. If it doesn't, if I don't find it, I'll call you guys back.
I was about to say, yeah, it should roll over. But like you said, if it doesn't, yeah, just definitely call us back in. Sometimes if we have to, we'll send you a check out.
Okay. Just so I can make notes. I'm sorry. What was your name?
It's Laken, L-A-K-E-N.
God damn it. Every time I'm still, the pen quits writing. I just picked it up a minute. L-A-
K-E-N.
K, Laken, okay. Laken refunded. I'll put an arrow right there.
Yeah, I know. It's always something, huh?
Yeah. It's a brand new pen. It's a gift, and it won't write worth a shit.
And it won't write.
No. So, I like these. I like these Pilot balls with the it's got more of a, it's like a miniature marker. It's got liquid ink and refunded.
Oh.
And the $49.97 on, this is today's date, 2/16, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, 22. Laken, thank you very much for your pleasant assistance.
You are definitely welcome. If you have any other questions, just call me back at this number.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.